Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, November 13th. And we are so close to Thanksgiving. We are so close to holiday season. We are so close to my favorite time of year, Christmas season. I love Christmas. And you know what? The only thing in the world that I love more than Christmas and my wife and family is my dogs, Bubba and Buddy. And Bubba especially, my golden doodle, who looks like he weighs 150 pounds, but he's mostly hair. And I just want to start the show. I know it's a political show. There's lots of political stories to tell you about, but this story just warms my heart, man. I want to read it to you. Colorado hiker, missing since August, is found dead with his dog still by his side and alive. Rich Moore, 71 years old, of Pagosa Springs, Colorado, is found dead on Blackhead Peak. He's been missing since August. He went hiking with his dog, and they found him. Let's see, August, September, October, November. He's been missing 4 months, and his dog is still alive by his side. Unbelievable. Dogs are just the greatest. Man's best friend, the greatest animal in the world. And I can see Bubba doing that, I'm telling you. If Wayne Root was found dead, 5 months later, Bubba'd be by my side. I'm telling you. So I'm hosting the show, exactly. Dogs are just the most amazing creatures in the world. They really are our best friends. And that's why, you know, I'm so mad to this day. Everybody forgets everything. You know, we've all forgotten that Biden left $85 billion of equipment and top-grade weapons on the ground in Afghanistan. We forgot that he killed 13 soldiers. We forgot that he left thousands of Americans on the ground who could not get out in time. We forgot that he put the military, you know, he took the military out first, which left everyone there defenseless. But nobody seems to remember that he left the dogs on the tarmac in 120-degree heat to all die. Those were the American working dogs, the military working dogs. They were abandoned on the tarmac and left to die. Joe Biden should be impeached and put in prison for the rest of his life for just that one act. Those dogs all died, whether they burned to death, starved to death, had no water, died of thirst, and died in their cages, or whether the Taliban, reports where the Taliban killed them all, because the Taliban hates dogs. Hates dogs. Muslim radicals hate dogs. So they killed them all. But either way, they're all dead. Those dogs loved us, loved their soldiers, loved their handlers, and they were the best friends of our American military handlers, and they left them to die. They were ordered to leave them to die. Get on the plane and leave your dog on the tarmac. Wow. Hard to believe. Nobody even remembers that. Nobody even cares. But I remember. I'm like an elephant. That's why I'm a Republican. I never forget, man. I know everything this man has done to destroy this nation. Look at this story. 3-year-old American is among the U.S. hostages in Gaza. American toddler whose parents were murdered by Hamas is now a hostage in Gaza. This is the kind of animals we're dealing with. They hold many young children hostages, almost all of whom or all of whom their parents were slaughtered. Maybe their mothers were gang raped and then killed. And so they don't have parents anymore, and they took them with them as human shield hostages. This is the scum you're dealing with. And those who don't understand this are destined to be the next victim. You know, it reminds me of that old saying in the Holocaust. First they came for the Jews, and I didn't say anything, and then they came for the Catholics, and I didn't say anything, and then they came for the retarded, and I didn't say anything, and then they came for the disabled, and I didn't say anything, and then they came for me, and there was no one left to say anything. It's one of the most famous lines of the Holocaust, and it's so true. And for those who are not Jewish, which is 98% of America, that don't appreciate that Jews were slaughtered the worst since the Holocaust, and don't appreciate they're coming for you next. Trust me, they're coming for you next. You better take the Jews' side, because they're coming for you next. And if you think it's bad that a little 3-year-old's parents were murdered and she is now orphaned and they've taken her as a hostage, how about this story? 15-month-old girl, 15-month, not 15 years, 15-month-old baby girl, that would mean, dies from organ failure and cardiac arrest 2 days after receiving 3 vaccines during a routine doctor's visit. I mean, how sick can it be? When are you going to get there? And this happened if this was in New York, this was near my old hometown, because it's News 12 Westchester reporting, so it must be in Westchester County. In a heart-wrenching incident, Melody Rain Palumbi Malgram, this girl's gorgeous, what a beautiful little girl. She was born July 13th, 2022, and she died October 19th, 2023. 15 months old, passed away 2 days after receiving routine vaccinations. A lot of problems with vaccines. I don't know if that means the COVID vaccine was among them, or she just got vaccines. I don't know. But I know that her mother, Catherine Palumbo, recounts the devastating day. She just had her vaccines. She just had her vaccines. Highlighting her immediate concern linking the vaccines to her daughter's critical condition. Hospital records revealed she suffered liver and kidney failure along with cardiac arrest. And if you don't think that's from the vaccine, you're living in a dream world. You know, a lot of bad vaccines out there, a lot of bad reactions, and it is not cut and dried that vaccines are good for you. But I'll tell you what, the COVID vaccine is the worst of all of them. Let's move to the COVID vaccine, because I don't talk about it that much anymore, because there's so many other issues destroying America that it's just kind of passed into the distance. But people are dying every day all around us from the COVID vaccine. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene holding hearings on injuries caused by the COVID-19 vaccines. She held those hearings at 3 o'clock Eastern today, so that would be noon Pacific. So those hearings are probably over now. She had Thomas Renz testify, a regular guest on the show. Robert Malone testify, a regular guest on this show. And I'm sure they talked about the countless tragedies of all the people that are injured, badly injured, disabled, or died suddenly. And all of this is the fault of Dr. Fauci, the White House, and all the government agencies that lied, the government three-letter agencies that lied and covered up the COVID vaccine deaths and injuries because they were bribed by Big Pharma, and the Democrat Party that pushed it all because they were bribed by Big Pharma, and the congressmen who did nothing because they were bribed by Big Pharma, and the senators who did nothing because they were bribed by Big Pharma. So scary. Few articles here that are a sign of the times. You're like, this can't be. It's got to be Babylon Bee, right? Got to be. No, true story. Migrant families are on a bus, being bused from New York City, from Manhattan, to a place in Brooklyn where they've put a new kind of tent city for illegals. It's called Floyd Bennett Field. And the migrant families are on video. They're videotaping it, the news media is. And they get off the bus, they take one look at the facilities, and they get right back on the bus and say, I'm not staying here. Even the migrants don't like Brooklyn. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Migrant families with children bus to a newly opened shelter at Floyd Bennett Field in Brooklyn got back back on their bus shortly after arriving at the facility on Sunday, telling the city they did not like the accommodations. They won't settle for the accommodations. They'd rather go back to New York City. I saw another article over the weekend that some of the Venezuelan migrants who made the trek all the way up Mexico are so unhappy upon seeing what Chicago is like that they'd rather go back to Venezuela. And they're headed back to the border because Chicago is a hole. You know what Chicago is. It's a crap hole. And it's freezing cold and it's ugly. And there's crime everywhere and criminals everywhere. And it's hopeless. They'd rather go back to Venezuela. Here's another you can't make this stuff up that you think would be Babylon Bee, but it's a true story. Target will not let cops arrest shoplifters. Target, a retailer that has long been socially progressive to the point of promoting controversial alternative lifestyle choices, as in transgender, turning your children into little transgenders at an age too young to ever have any idea what they're doing. They're telling the police, we're not going to let you arrest shoplifters. Can you believe this? Can you believe this crazy crap? How about in St. Louis? More, you can't believe it. NCAA women's basketball team stops for a photo at the Gateway Arch. You know the famous arch in St. Louis? And while they're smiling for the photo, their van is broken into and all their jerseys and electronics are stolen. And their phones are stolen. Unbelievable. Everything in their bags was stolen. Their jerseys were later found in a dumpster. Sign of the times, man. This is the United States. And the Secret Service has to open fire on DC car thieves because it happens they're stealing a car right outside Joe Biden's granddaughter, Naomi Biden's house. So the Secret Service opened fire on them. This is your America run by Democrats.
Hi, this is Wayne on the roof for Colgate Capital.
Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds in the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. And China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Colgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll-free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is the story I was telling you about. Illegal aliens flee sanctuary cities for their native countries, saying the American dream doesn't exist anymore. You're telling me? You're the ones ruining it. Oh, my gosh. Border crossers and illegal aliens are fleeing America's sanctuary cities and heading back to their native countries. In interviews with the Chicago Tribune, say Chicago. Some of the nearly 21,000 border crossers and illegals who have arrived in Chicago said they wish they never made the journey up to the United States-Mexico border. One said the American dream doesn't exist anymore as he laid on a blanket on the bare floor of the station the afternoon before they left. There's nothing here for us, he said. Migrants said they're realizing the city is at a breaking point. Not only is there no more space in shelters, they also acknowledge some residents in Chicago oppose the opening of more shelters for them. Castahan, that's his name, Castahan, said that despite the dangerous trek to get here, often begging for money and sleeping in the street to cross several borders, the journey had not been worth it. We did not know things would be this hard. I thought the process was faster. According to the Tribune report, this is the Chicago Tribune, Catholic Charities is raking in lucrative cash from taxpayers across the United States as they help relocate newly arrived border crossers and illegal aliens to other states. In Illinois, Catholic Charities is using taxpayer money to send more than 2,000 border crossers to other states. At the same time, Catholic Charities in Colorado and Texas are using taxpayer money to send more illegal aliens to Illinois.
And by the way, Chicago is not the only sanctuary city to see dissatisfied illegal aliens. In New York City, new arrivals told the New York Post that they're furious over the prospect of moving them into the historic Floyd Bennett Field. That's the story I just told you about. We weren't told we were going, a migrant told the Bronx, told the Post. I work in the Bronx. My kids go to school in the Bronx. I'm not going to live in Brooklyn. I cannot stay here. This is crazy, they said after arriving at Floyd Bennett Field. Wow. The cities are just being devastated. Our whole country is being completely destroyed by illegals. It's unbelievable. And they're worried about going back home because it's not nice enough here for them. What a joke. Seriously. An absolute joke. Scary. And then I got a meme over the weekend that sounds like this story. This story says, this is coming from a PR guy for Biden. He says, illegal aliens being deported is a horrifying reality if Donald Trump is reelected. And that was the meme I got. These people don't realize what a joke they are. I got a meme over the weekend, and the first guy says to the second guy, he says, I'm voting for Trump. And the second guy says, do you realize that if you reelect Trump, what's going to happen? We're going to deport millions of people. There's going to be immigration camps, and they're all going to be sent back into another country. And the other guy says, stop telling me all the things I love. Of course I'm voting for Trump. What do you think? I'm going to be upset that you're deporting every illegal that doesn't belong in the United States? We're going to be upset over that? Stop telling me all the good things. Come on. What are you, stupid? You think I'm going to be upset at that? There's got to be 100 million Americans that'll be thrilled if Donald Trump deports millions of illegals. We fill this country with so many, 10 to 20 million new illegals by Election Day of November of next year. I did the math. You heard me. Hopefully you were listening to the show or watching my show on Real America's Voice. I believe there's 20 million in the country, 10 million they caught, 10 million gotaways. That's 20 million since Biden became president. And then there's going to be another 6 million between now and November election of next year, 6 million they'll catch. That means there'll be 6 million that get away. So that's another 12. So you had 20 and 12, 32 million new illegals in this country. And you think I'm going to cry that Trump wants to deport them? We got to get them out of here. We're like a sewage tank that exploded, and the crap is up to the ceiling. And you got to pump it out before we all drown on crap. My God, this country's drowning on illegals. The sponsor of this segment of the show is War Beef. War Beef, a survival food product that I recommend for all of you. Stock up now. Keep fighting for the best, hoping for the best, praying for the best, but prepare for the worst. That's why I've teamed up with a veteran-owned America First company that sells high-quality, freeze-dried beef with more than a decade shelf life. Premium Texas beef, no beef crumbles like the other survival food companies. You're going to get a big surprise when, the God forbid, the day comes you need your survival food and it tastes like garbage, tastes like crap. Tastes like the border. But this is only premium Texas beef and survival food. Only ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin with no mRNA jabs ever. Only one ingredient, premium beef for survival food in case of emergency. They've created a website with exclusive discounts just for my fans, warbeef.com. Warbeef.com, you get a 15% discount when you use the promo code WAR15 at checkout. Warbeef.com, promo code WAR15. Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Go to my website, rootforamerica.com. Everything Root is there. And you can email me, wayneroot@gmail.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
U.S. USA News Update. President Biden is scheduled for an in-person meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping in San Francisco on Wednesday. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
President Biden has a long history with President Xi. Their conversations are direct. They're straightforward.
The U.S. aims to reestablish military communications that were suspended after Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan last year. McDonald's is launching specially designed Crocs with prices ranging from $70 to $75, set to debut tomorrow. In collaboration, the companies are introducing Crocs inspired by the mascots Grimace, Hamburglar, and Birdie. Donald Trump Jr. has testified once more in the civil fraud trial involving the Trump Organization in New York, speaking on behalf of the defense.
It doesn't feel like we're playing by the rules. We're playing by a one-sided system of justice.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Mallory. Welcome back. War. This is the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada. The Root's on fire because the country's on fire and the world's on fire. Risk On 360 is the sponsor of this segment of the show, the Risk On 360 Global Success Conference. Now, I've spoken all over the world on the topics of business and success. I've spoken all over the United States on the topics of conservative politics. So I know a thing or two about big events, and this is a very cool event. And it's happening right here in Vegas, one of the coolest I've ever seen. Discover the keys to elevate your business, explode your prosperity, supercharge your life at the Risk On 360 Global Success Conference. This event stars Tucker Carlson, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Charles Payne of Fox Business, and yours truly, Wayne Allyn-Root. And many other famous business leaders and motivational speakers. The conference is designed to inspire, motivate, and empower you to reach new heights in your personal and professional lives. World-class speakers, dynamic panel discussions, hands-on workshops. Join Todd Ault, the man who puts it all together and oversees it all, for 2 days of high-energy sessions focusing on business and finance, entrepreneurship, leadership, personal growth and development, philanthropy, and fitness and health. It takes place this coming Sunday and Monday, November 19th and 20th, at the Ahern Hotel on Sahara, just west of the Strip, right after Formula One weekend, which is Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. This is on Sunday and Monday at the Ahern Hotel, right off the Strip, headlined by the one and only Tucker Carlson. Register now at riskon360.com. That's riskon360.com. All right, my guest is here, Rebecca Friedrichs, founder of For Kids and Country, author of Standing Up to Goliath, battling state and national teachers unions for the heart and soul of our kids and our country. Her website, forkidsandcountry.org, forkidsandcountry.org. Rebecca Friedrichs, welcome to the Wayne Allyn-Root Show. How are you?
Hello, Wayne. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right. Great to be on with you. You are a 28-year public school teacher who was lead plaintiff in the lawsuit Friedrichs versus CTA. Please explain that case.
Well, sir, for my entire career as a teacher, I was forced to fund government unions as a condition of employment, and they used my so-called dues to promote anti-American, anti-family policies, and they really hate America. And so here they were, destroying my country, destroying my profession, and I was forced to pay them. So myself and 10 other California teachers stepped up, and we sued the California Teachers Association and the National Education Association, and our goal was to end forced unionism for every government employee in the United States of America, including teachers. So anyone who works for a government agency no longer is forced to fund unions as a condition of employment. And that's a big deal.
And that's going on right now. It's ongoing. It's not been decided yet.
Yes, sir. It's ongoing. No one has to pay government unions anymore. If you're in a private union, you know, the contractors union or whatever, that doesn't count. But a government union where they're paying people using taxpayer dollars, which are being used to fund these unions, you don't have to pay them anymore. And one of our big goals, the reason we started For Kids and Country, is because most people don't know they've been freed from these unions, and most people don't know these unions are literally the root of a lot of the problems and evils going on in this country. So we just educate people. You don't have to pay them anymore, and then we walk them through the steps very easily on how to get out through our website, forkidsandcountry.org.
All right, so I guess I didn't even understand this, and it's great news. You won is what you're telling me. You won this case.
Well, it was a long, long journey, Wayne. We actually got undermined at first because our case was heard in January 2016, and Scalia died 1 month later. So we won oral arguments, we had Scalia's vote, et cetera, and then his death undermined the case because a dead justice's vote doesn't count. So we ended up with a tie, but then we went forward, and another case that had been built on our case went forward, and after Trump won the White House and put in a justice who could hear the truth and, you know, wasn't just doing the bidding of the unions, the whole argument went forward again, and there was a win in June 2018. So since June 27, 2018, no government employee, VA, DMV, DOJ, CDC, teachers, whoever you are, they don't have to pay unions anymore. And if we could stop these people, if we could awaken them and help them to realize, look, you don't have to pay them anymore, we could stop funneling billions and billions of dollars into the pockets of those who are undermining our American republic.
Well, that's great news, great news. And you are criticizing Georgia prosecutor Fannie Willis for misusing RICO statutes intended for organized crime because Willis is using RICO against Americans who question election results. Last I checked, there are many people who question election results on the left, and nobody ever went after them. You believe the same legal scrutiny should be applied to teacher unions for making false statements, correct?
Absolutely, sir. So, first of all, I think Willis is a hypocrite. I mean, she's put into office by the teacher unions and their friends, and she's working with all of their allies to literally undermine American people who just want to have elections that are fair and aren't loaded with fraud. And so here she is using racketeering charges, which is arson, murder, robbery, kidnapping, theft, fraud, you know, money laundering, all these things against our incredible president, against 19 people who dared to stand up and help him, like John Eastman, a man we know personally. He's from our area. Good man, decent man. And here she is charging them with these wicked charges. And what's true is that the so-called teacher unions are guilty of a lot of these things. If you really dig into racketeering, where, you know, you had the crime bosses who would get their subordinates to carry out their criminal activities, and then they wouldn't be charged when, you know, when they were caught, when the subordinates were caught. We look at the unions, so just one, for example, fraud. They forced us to pay union dues for decades, and they've used those dues, as I mentioned, to push anti-American, anti-family, radical political agenda against the will of the people paying the dues. If that's not fraud, I don't know what is. And embezzlement, by the way, in my opinion. And then just obscenity is part of RICO. And the unions, so-called teacher unions, are the ones pushing this radical sex ed and pornographic curricula, drag queen story hour, all this stuff, pushing that into our schools against the will of teachers and families. So they're really guilty of what they're claiming President Trump and other American citizens are guilty of doing.
So tell us about this organization you started for kids and country. What is the point? What's happening? What are you accomplishing?
Thanks so much for asking. So my husband and I are both longtime teachers. He taught 42 years, and we saw this corruption in our schools for decades. And most of the teachers around us didn't realize that it was the unions that were behind the fraud. I stepped up for 3 years as a union rep trying to change it from the inside. And what I learned was the unions don't want to change. They are who they are. They're using teachers, exploiting teachers, as are other government unions, exploiting workers to promote their radical agenda. So for Kids and Country, we started just so that we can, number one, be the voice of great teachers and say, hey, teachers do not agree with this radical agenda that's being pushed by the unions. Number two, no one has to pay the unions anymore. Please help us get them out. If they come to our website for kidsandcountry.org, just click on Liberate Teachers. They'll find Adopt a Teacher where they can, it takes 3 minutes to learn how to put your arm around a teacher and say, hey, sorry to tell you, but your union's the problem. Here's how you get out. And then they click on Union Exit, and we literally walk anyone, teachers, any government employee, through how to get out of the unions, and we answer their questions so that they're not afraid. So that's our main goal, is being the voice of truth and getting people out of these unions, because if we stop funding our enemies, then we can start winning and, you know, get America back to where she belongs. And people can find us at for kidsandcountry.org. We'd love their support in any way.
Thank you, Rebecca. One last question, by the way, you've brought to my mind, and that is, obviously, you must be disgusted at the whole transgender issue going on in schools. You know, if someone wants to be gay, be gay. You know, I've never had a problem if you're gay in your own bedroom, in the privacy of your bedroom. I don't care. But to let little children and young adults who are under the age of 18 make decisions to purposely not tell their parents, to hide that they're getting hormone treatment at school and not tell their parents, to hide that they might be getting surgery and changing from a boy to a girl in school and not tell their parents, to be encouraged to do that in school, all of that to me is sickening.
Yeah. Well, I think it's not only disgusting, disturbing, and diabolical, but the only term I can really come up with is demonic. Who would want to harm a child? Who would want to change a child's gender? And what I can tell you on the inside of the school system is, it's number one, it's the so-called teacher unions that are pushing this, using the money of innocent teachers who have no idea. And by the way, it's also the PTA that's been corrupted by the unions. I actually have a whole chapter in my book on that, how PTA is run by the unions. They're pushing the whole same agenda. So they're the ones pushing it, and they literally have gotten their hands on our innocent, vulnerable children, and they're turning our kids into this whole transgender thing. I think this is, again, another racketeering issue, because kidnapping is listed under racketeering, right? And the unions claim, oh, it's for the safety of the child. But instead, behind the parents' back, they transgender them, and then they say, we're going to take your kid away from you if you don't affirm this and call them by this different pronoun. So it's unbelievably evil. And I just want your listeners to know that it's the so-called teachers' unions that are behind it, not real teachers, but the unions that are exploiting teachers.
Last question. We only have a few seconds here, but I assume you agree with me that the answer, you know, unless we can change public schools, which I see, you know, is just not going to happen quickly, if at all, you got to send your kids either to homeschool, you know, you got to homeschool them, or you got to send them to private school or some sort of Christian school. But you just can't depend on private schools anymore, don't you think?
Amen. I agree with you 100%. Having been a public school teacher all those years, our public schools have been destroyed from the inside out by these unions and their other allies like Southern Poverty Law Center and Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network. All these special interests are running our schools. Parents aren't running them anymore.
Nope.
And so it is time to take our kids out of the public schools. I hope they all close down, and I hope Americans will start educating their own children in little pods. Let's go back to one-room schoolhouses and things like that.
I'm with you. The private schools are pretty bad, too, but at least if you're paying someone $20,000-$30,000 a year, you have a say, and you can pull your kid out and say, I want my tuition back. At least there's some power when you're paying money to send your kids to a private school. Rebecca Friedrichs, her website, forkidsandcountry.org, forkidsandcountry.org. She is the author of Standing Up to Goliath, Battling State and National Teachers Unions for the Heart and Soul of Our Kids and Our Country. Thank you, Rebecca.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Avio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off. Toll free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's fall sale. Get up to 80% off. Slippers, towels, bed sheets, mattress toppers, mattresses, and so much more. Also right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new MyPillow Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with the promo code ROOT, R-O-O-T. You can also receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products at MyStore.com. Also with the promo code ROOT at MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off on hundreds of products right now during MyPillow's fall sale. And be sure to use promo code ROOT at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. That's promo code R-O-O-T.
Raw and unfiltered.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs
and dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
All right, Wayne on the root's on fire. Welcome to the show. Score Blue is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're looking to get the best ED pill of all time, listen to this, the new little blue pill from the makers of Viagra. It's better than the original Viagra. Plus, the cost is insanely low, just $5 per pill rather than the $80 or $90 they charge per pill for the original Viagra. And it's available exclusively from our sponsor, the number one rated online ED service in the country. E as in ED means erectile dysfunction. Online ED service, scoreblue.com. No one else has permission to sell it. Only scoreblue.com. I thought all generic Viagra pills were the same, but it turns out there's two kinds. There's the cheap, low-level, weak, ineffective, crappy generic Viagra that everybody else sells, and the authorized generic Viagra made by the same company that makes the real Viagra, made in the same factory with the same formula, same exact everything except the price. So this is the real authorized generic Viagra. So for the best Viagra in the world at the lowest price in history, let me say that again, the best Viagra in the world at the lowest price in history, $5 a pill instead of $90 a pill, and this time it's for a real effective Viagra. Go to scoreblue.com, enter promo code WAR at checkout, and get 20% off your first order, scoreblue.com, scoreblue.com. So I'll be talking to lead off the number 2 hour, which is the 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock West Coast hour. I'll be talking about what I think is probably the biggest story in the country that no one will touch because everyone is so afraid of race. But here in Las Vegas, a white kid, this nice, innocent white kid, and I say nice, innocent because he died defending his smaller classmate who was being picked on by a bunch of black kids, and he defended the smaller kid who was being beaten up and had his money stolen, and they threw him in a garbage bin. And the stronger, bigger guy took his side, defended him, and 15 black kids beat him to death. He died in the hospital a couple days later. Very, very, very sad. Jonathan Lewis Sr., 17 years old. Excuse me, Jonathan Lewis Jr., 17 years old, died while at UMC, University Medical Center, because of the injuries he suffered in the fight. 15 black kids jumped him, 15 on one, and beat him to death. And the reason I'm bringing this up, it has nothing to do with race. I'm not saying black people are bad. The race is bad. I am saying our country is screwed up. Because that's a hate crime. If 15 white kids beat up a black kid and he died, it would be the number one story on the news. It would be blamed 100% on race. They wouldn't chalk it up to anything else. It wouldn't be just robbery where they beat someone at random and he happened to be black. They would say it is a hate crime and it is racism, and they would blame America for being a racist nation. And we'd have riots and looting and burning all over the United States, and kids would be in the middle of Chicago and Detroit and Baltimore. They'd be breaking into stores and stealing new Nike sneakers and new plasma screen TVs because, you know, that's what you do when someone black is killed by a white person. I mean, this is crazy. There are no riots. Nobody white is rioting. Nobody's saying anything. But it's a hate crime. This was black kids beating a white kid. It's a hate crime. And it reminds me of the crime, I don't know, at this point, I think it was about 2 months ago, where that retired police chief was run down purposely, intentionally, by two kids in a car. And again, the media never said one kid was black, the other kid is Hispanic with tattoos on his face and a gangbanger, and the two of them laughed while they intentionally ran over a white man. Nowhere did the media mention that, nowhere did they say it's a race crime and it's a hate crime, but it is. Why, if two white guys, two white kids, ran over a retired black police chief, it would be the biggest news story in America, and it wouldn't be that they ran over a police chief. It would be that white kids ran over a black man. That would be the story. And this kid that got beaten up, that would be the story. 15 white kids brutally beat a black kid to death. What a racist nation we live in. But when it's reversed, nobody says anything. I've never been anti-black a day in my life. There's no racism here. It's just pointing out the absurdity and the hypocrisy. We have a problem in this country. It's a black crime problem. We don't have a white crime problem. We only have a black crime problem. Black youth are out of control. They're the ones committing 90% of all the retail theft that we're having in all the big cities. And 90% of the crime in the big cities. And overall in this country, I don't know, blacks make up about 12% of the population. And I believe they commit, I don't know, 40, 50% of the crime. And so there's a major black crime problem in the United States. That doesn't mean there's a problem with the black race or black people. That means there's a problem with a few black criminals. And that you have every right, and I have every right, to talk about it. And there is hate crime going on when blacks kill whites. Just like you think, as a liberal or a black person, that it's a hate crime when a white person kills a black person. Then you've got to be fair and say this is a hate crime. Why are we not discussing it as a hate crime? I don't know. I mean, I do know. I know exactly why. What am I saying? I know why. Democrats are in control of the media. Democrats are in control of the presidency. Democrats are in control of, you know, most of the major institutions in our country. And they're just scared to death to ever say out loud that we have a black crime problem and that these are hate crimes and there are black people who do, black criminals, a small percentage, but nonetheless, who hate white people. And it's a real problem in our country. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. We'll be back. Lindell TV Hour coming up next.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.